we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM. This is Bob Arthurs, pastor of Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast. Pray that you're enjoying a little bit of a respite from the hot weather. A little cool spell has blown through here, and if it sticks around, that would not make me unhappy at all. So I want to let you know about Advanced Christian Training Schools. They are still meeting on Tuesday nights at our fellowship hall, 633-0432. Famous Bible teachers, some Bible teachers maybe you haven't heard of before, but really, really good teaching. And if you'd like to avail yourselves of that, you can call Ted and Linda and find out more about it at 633-0432. Now, I will probably be mentioning most of this week the free drive-through nativity that is available at North Merritt Island United Methodist Church. This is the 20th year that they are presenting this. It'll be Saturday night and Sunday night, December 12th and the 13th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The address for the church is 6355 North Courtney Parkway on Merritt Island. In case you're wondering where that's at, you get on, if you turn off of 528 and you're on Courtney Parkway, you're headed towards the Space Center, and it's on the left-hand side or the west side of the road, just not too long before you get to the entrance gate there at KSC. So check that out if you have time this Saturday or Sunday night. Now, tomorrow we will be having our vintage service. We've got a vintage service tomorrow. And then a week from tomorrow, we have our Christmas vintage service. And we're going to be singing a lot of Christmas carols. So if you would like to come out and be a part of those events, they take place at 11 a.m. and plenty of seats available. Come and be a part of that. We would love to have you. We also have our kids ministry. We have a kids program tomorrow night. 6 o'clock is when the food starts being served. 6:30 is when the classes begin. 7:45 is what time it gets done. The following week, so not tomorrow night, but the Wednesday night after that, so 8 days from now, we will be having our kids' Christmas. I think they call it a crafty Christmas celebration or something like that. And so that is going to be going on that night. And then the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's, we take those midweek services off. So we have a watch night service that is coming up. But there's one other service I would like to make mention of to you, and that is a special service. We just got confirmation of this here recently, and that is on Sunday morning, December the 27th at 10:30 a.m. We have been trying to get this gentleman to come and speak at our church for a number of years, but his schedule has not allowed it. But his name is Luke Scott. He is a Major League Baseball player. He last year he played not in the major leagues. He played, I believe it was in South Korea, but he used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He played for the Baltimore Orioles and the Houston Astros. I know his pastor, just a man who loves Jesus, has gone through some opposition simply because he was a man of faith. He is going to be speaking for us on Sunday morning, December the 27th at 10:30 a.m. And so here's what I want to do. I want to ask you if you know any young men who play baseball, if they would like to come and hear Luke Scott on Sunday, December the 27th. He would be able to possibly talk to them and give them some tips on things that they could do to step up their game, how to stand for Christ in a very difficult environment. And so if you are a man, love baseball, if you're a lady that loves baseball, if you're into softball or got a high school athlete or a little leaguer, come and hear Luke Scott as he ministers for us on Sunday, December the 27th at 10:30 a.m. We'll be telling you more about that as the time goes by. So that's pretty much it for the announcements. We've been talking about things to remember, and today I want to take you in the Word of God to 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 2 and go all the way down, I think, through verse number 15. So it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease." And so we're going to be talking about things here to remember. And the first thing that I want to share with you is that your relationship with Jesus is supposed to be a growing relationship. It is not supposed to be a plateaued relationship. It's not supposed to be a relationship in decline. I don't care how old you are, how long you have walked with Jesus. There should be a drive inside of you, a thirst inside of you, that you are still striving to become more and more like Jesus, to know him better and better, and become better equipped to do the work of the ministry. I remember when I was in Bible college, our college president, his wife would go and visit a man who had written some of our textbooks in college, and he was about 92 years of age. He was in the Assemblies of God minister's home, a retirement home, and she said every time I would go in there to visit him, he would have his Bible open, a yellow legal pad out, and he would be taking notes from the Word of God. In other words, in his 90s, even though he was no longer able to go out and preach, he was still striving to learn more and more about Jesus. And sadly, I believe that many Christians are content just having said a prayer and thinking that everything is fully achieved for them right then. I believe that you and I should be driven individuals when it comes to our relationship with Jesus. Now, in verse number 2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ." In other words, the more that we begin to know Jesus, the more that we recognize him as our Savior and as our Lord, and know him as God. In fact, on Sunday morning, I was preaching and I touched a little bit on Emmanuel, God with us. And I wanted to focus on that God aspect of being with us. That it is too many people just view God as the silent partner along their journey and not realizing that they have Creator God, Saving God, Healing God, Miracle Working God, All Wise God, Everlasting Father, the Wonderful Counselor, that God is with them. And I said, you know, God does not want to make the journey like your shadow, that your shadow goes with you everywhere you go, but it makes no difference. It makes no impact. It speaks no life. And yet, sadly, I believe many people view God along their journey as they do that shadow. And so it says here that the more that we come to know God, that grace and peace are not only going to be added unto us, but it is going to be multiplied. They are going to increase exponentially at a faster rate than just one plus one. And I pray that every believer here knows the favor of God, the unmerited favor of God, and the peace that passes understanding in unprecedented levels, that you continue to grow in Him. This last week, on Sunday, I had one of our ladies share about the amazing things that God is doing. Now, please understand, none of our people are perfect, but I'm here to tell you that God is working powerfully in this young lady's life as she's given her heart to the Lord and is growing in her relationship with Him. And literally God opens doors for her that have been told that they weren't going to open, and bam, all of a sudden they open. And people say, well, you don't have anything. And she says, I've got way more than you understand. And just seeing how God has just built her faith and is increasing and giving her strength, and she's demonstrating the character of Christ on a day-to-day basis. I believe that as she is growing in her knowledge of God, that she is seeing the favor, the grace, and the peace of God that surpasses understanding. And that's not supposed to be an outlier event. That is supposed to be the normal for our behavior in Jesus Christ. This Christmas season, may the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God, be unprecedented in your life. It says, as His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. In other words, you are not ill-equipped. You are not unequipped. God is not waiting for you to equip yourself. You're not having to buy your own weapons or your own protection or your own equipment. God is your provider, and He has given you everything that you need for life. Thank God for that. Aren't you glad that you don't have to produce your own oxygen? You know, there's the old joke about science had evolved to such a point that they said, okay, God, we have gained the knowledge and the expertise that now we can create life, and we don't need you anymore. And He says, okay, well, let me see that. And they start to arrange the elements. And He said, oh, no, I provided those. If you can do it on your own, you're going to have to provide your own element. You're going to have to provide your own dirt, your own oxygen. You're going to have to do it all by yourself. I'm so thankful that we don't have to do that. But instead, God is in the provider business. He provides the health in our body. He provides the breath in our lungs. He provides the soundness in our mind. Provides us with the food that we can eat. I heard a headline just the other day, and they were talking about how the earth is not going to be able to sustain the population here by 2050. And I said, you know, you just don't understand God. God is able to faithfully produce everything that we need. He's given us everything that pertains to life. And godliness. One of the things, now, you have to understand that when I first got into ministry, I was a youth pastor, and then I spent some time as an assistant pastor, and then I spent more time as a youth pastor. And so I'm a youth pastor, and there is no cure. There is no antidote for being a youth pastor. Once you're a youth pastor, you pretty much are always a youth pastor. I've got kids that run around the church, and this last Sunday, when they see me and they start shouting out, Pastor Bob, and running up and all of that. And it was like, you know, all of a sudden it hit me, you know, here I am 30 years into the ministry. And it just hit me. It's like, wow, that's the way that I used to be when I saw my pastor. And I'm just so privileged to be able to pastor not just adults, but to be the pastor of the whole congregation. And so we try and instill the principles of God into everyone who attends Merit Assembly of God, whether they're young or whether they're old, whether they're new to the faith or been in the faith for a long time. And it comes with those kids. And I had a parent or a grandparent that told me, they asked me, they said, our my grandchild wants to be baptized. And they said, I want to be baptized by Pastor Bob. I trust Pastor Bob. And, that may be one of the highest compliments that I've had in a long, long time, is to know that this person, knows that they are in a safe place and that we're going to instill in them the principles of God's word. And, that was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. God has given us everything that we need that pertains to godliness. He's given us salvation. He's given us the Word of God. He's given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. He's given us the body of Christ, and the body of Christ has been gifted, each one as severally as the Spirit chooses, as the Spirit desires. And so we are not deficient in the body of Christ. We are equipped. He's given us everything that we need that pertains to godliness. Now, I started telling you that story about young people, and that is this. It kind of irritates me when people begin to make excuses for sin in young people and say, oh, well, you know, they're just a walking sack of hormones, and, that they just can't help themselves. They can't control themselves. And I want you to know, in Oklahoma, we had a special phrase for that. It was called baloney. And I don't care how thin you slice it, it is still baloney. I'm here to declare to Brevard County right now that whether you're young or whether you're old, God has given you everything that you need that pertains to godliness. You and I do not have to give in to temptation. We need to remember this scripture in 2 Peter chapter 1, that he has given us everything we need to live a godly life. You have more worship music that is available. You have more versions of the Bible that are available. You have concordances and study notes and commentaries and believers and churches on just about every street corner. You have everything that you need to live victoriously over sin, to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable in God's sight. So let's do this. I challenge you to do this. Let's develop a different mindset and say, you know what? I do not have to be enslaved by temptation and by a stronghold of sin, because Jesus came to set the captives free. I was one of those captives, and he has empowered me and equipped me to live victoriously over sin and to live a life that is pleasing in his sight. Because that's what the Word of God says. It says that this comes about through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. In other words, it doesn't just happen by chance. It happens as we press in to knowing him more and more. It says, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And so what I want to share with you here is you need to remember that God has given us very great and precious promises. And the promises of Christ are yea and amen. They are yes, and then our response is so be it. And so we cling to those promises. Even when things look adverse to that promise becoming a reality, I want you to say, God, you said it, and so I'm declaring, so be it. That young lady that I was telling you about that shared a testimony on Sunday morning, I won't go into the entire length of the story, but she moved to Brevard County with virtually nothing, just her family and very little else. And she was talking to a landlord about getting an apartment for her and her family, and everything was looking good. And then all of a sudden there was a roadblock that was put up, but that roadblock did not deter her. Instead, she said, you know what? I believe that God has promised me that this is going to be the place that I live. This is going to be my house. It's going to be the place that I live and raise my family. And I believe that he's given me a timetable, and that is that on Friday of this week, which was last week, that I am going to be in that house. And so as far as a natural source or a natural supply of being able to come up with all of the funds, it did not look good. And so as of Thursday, there was a roadblock in place. And she just was undeterred and just continued to believe God. And so Friday came, and she went and she presented as much of the finances that were being asked that she could. And it was more than what she had promised that she was able to do, but it wasn't as much as the total. She said, now, I will get you the rest of the resources. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'm going to get it to you. And I want you to know that there was a change of heart, because she communicated to that person that she was a person of her word, and she was training her children up to be a person of their word. And the things began to take place that she was unaware of, and I was unaware of. I was off that day, but God wasn't off, and the Holy Spirit wasn't off. And the God who had spoken to her and said that on Friday you're going to get the house, worked things behind the scenes to the point that there was a change of heart and a change of attitude. And they called her up and said, here, we have the keys to your house, because we know that you are going to be a person of your word. And so she was given unprecedented favor, and all of a sudden the windows. Now I want you to know that this person was not waiting until the blessings from God came to begin to be faithful to God in the area of her finances, but instead she had already been planting the seeds. And so what happened was, not only did she get the house, but she got blessings that she didn't know were coming. There were provisions that nobody knew were coming, and God just blessed her so much. I want you today to dare to believe the God who made the promises, that he is faithful to keep those promises. It says, through these promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature. I want to encourage you to lift your eyes up and believe that God is capable of doing exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think or imagine, that his abilities, his supernatural laws, supersede natural laws. I challenge you to get into the presence of God and find out the promise that God has for you. Because I've got a scripture that God used to call me to Merit Assembly of God back in 1992, and it's a scripture that has kept me there. But in that ensuing time frame from 1992 until now, there have been a number of times where there have been promises that have been made by God that this was going to come to pass and that was going to come to pass. And here to date, those things have not manifest themselves yet, but I'm still believing that they are. And there is greater evidence that they're on the way now than there ever has been. And so I just want to dare you to believe, to partake not just of the, I don't want you to partake of the fallen nature of our society, but to participate and partake and be blessed by the divine nature, the nature of a living God who loves you with all that he has. If he did not withhold his son from you, he's not going to withhold anything else that you have need of. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. Matthew 6:33 says, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will add all these things unto you, because he knows what you have need of before you even ask. Too many times we flip that around and put it the way that it makes sense to us. And that is when we have everything that we need, then we are going to seek God. I want you to know that that is self-deception, because people don't tend to seek God when all of their physical needs are met. They tend to forget about him. It is when that there is oftentimes a desire and a need that is driving them into the presence of God that all of a sudden they begin to participate and partake in the divine nature. And I want you to know that whenever you taste and see that the Lord is good, you are going to find that his entrees, his blessings, his food, his sustenance is far better than the devil's fast food. Let me rephrase that. It's far better than the devil's junk food. I like that better. It's far better than the devil's junk food. You see, too many people fill up their spirit man on things that have no nutritional value. Actually, they promote spiritual sickness and disease. There are too many people who are partaking on strife, too many people who are partaking on bitterness, too many people who are feasting on anger. There's too many people feasting on immorality and then wondering why they're not doing well in their spirit man. 3 John 2 says this: may you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So I want to encourage you today. I want to remind you that if we put God first, if we put him on the throne, that all of a sudden we're going to have peace and grace. That is what we started off this with today. That surpasses understanding, because God is more than sufficient. When he's on the throne, he tends to be very good at what he does. He rules and he reigns and he ministers everything that we have need of. Father, I just want this program to be a reminder of the goodness of God today. I want this program to be a reminder that you love us, you care for us, and Lord, you want the very best for us. I pray that unmerited favor would be every believer's that is listening, that there would be peace that passes understanding and the joy that accompanies it. God bless you. You have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.